السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, we are still discussing الخالق الباري, the one who creates from non-existence into existence, and the one who has full control after bringing something from non-existence into existence. A quick recap of what we discussed yesterday. We spoke about how the sun shines equally on all spots of the earth. The same water comes down, the same rainwater, the same wind. Yet, certain ground is more conducive to producing barley, other ground is more conducive to producing wheat. Certain areas will produce dates, other areas will also produce dates, but different types of dates. And the verse which I quoted from Surah Al-Ra'd, Allah says, وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُكُلِ. We give distinction to some foods over other foods when it comes to the taste, when it comes to the texture. Then we also explained yesterday that Allah says in Surah Abasa, فَلْيَنْدُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. That look at the food that you eat. أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا. The water didn't just come by itself, the ground didn't just split by itself, the grapes, the dates, the olives, it all didn't come up with its own unique color, its own unique taste, its own unique texture. And we concluded yesterday by saying that Allah then shows again His creative powers. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٍ. That look at cattle. From between two places of impurity, the blood on the one side and the excreta on the other side, Allah takes out pure, fresh, wholesome, delicious milk. And Allah says, for that, there's a sign for you in that. Now taking the discussion further, Allah then says in Surah Dhariyat, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. That all, in all of these signs, in the earth, they sign for people who have conviction. Conviction in the creative abilities of Allah. And the very next verse Allah says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. I alluded to this a few days ago, and now we unpack it in a bit more detail. Allah says, look at yourself. They say the body is a minor universe. You must contemplate over this. The ulama explained we must contemplate over this. A drop of sperm comes from the various food items produced by the earth. Because what you eat is what nourishes the body, which eventually produces the sperm, which impregnates a woman. From there, how Allah creates the blood cloth. From the blood cloth, a piece of flesh, then the bones. فَكَسَوْنَ الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. And then puts flesh onto the bones. And then when the child is born, Allah blows life. Allah blows life into a dead fetus. Allah is telling us to ponder, you were this. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. There was a time when you were not in existence. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ. Then from a drop of dirty, impure sperm, you came into existence. Then Allah is saying, ponder. You were a small child who couldn't do anything. And Allah gave you strength. Allah gave you intelligence. And look at the creative abilities of Allah. We are all similar, yet we are different. We are similar in our physique. We all have hands, we all have legs, we all have ears and eyes. But we are different in our features. We are different in our temperaments. Two brothers are not necessarily the same. Even twins, you can find differences. In Surah Qiyamah, Allah says, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّن نَجْمَعَ عِظَامَهُ. That those who doubt that Allah can recreate you after you have decomposed in the body, Allah says, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّن نَجْمَعَ عِظَامَهُ بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَ. Not only will we create your entire body, we'll reproduce your fingertips. Now the ulama say, why does Allah specifically talk about the fingertips? Because the fingertip of every human as we know today is unique and different from the other. That's why you have fingerprints. Allah says, I'll reproduce and recreate all of you with your own unique set of fingerprints. Banana. So look at your body. It takes a man 10 years of studies to specialize in one organ of the body. And that is so much more we don't know as compared to what we know. Look and ask yourself, who's put light in my eyes? Who's granted me the ability to hear, to taste, to talk, to smell? It's not my father, it's not my mother, it's not the scientist, it's not the computer, it's only and only but Allah. Allah. And that is where, in whatever we do, we must think of Allah. And I'll conclude by telling you this. You know what's a very practical and effective way is the Masnoon Duas. We learned the Masnoon Duas when we were small in Maktab, and then we forgot about reading them. We haven't forgotten them. But the Masnoon Duas are such, whatever you do, you're remembering Allah. You drink water, you remember Allah. You eat food, you remember Allah. You complete your meal, you remember Allah. Enter home, enter masjid, exit masjid, wear clothes, take off clothes, sleep, wake up. You're remembering Allah. At every juncture, you're reminding yourself, I'm not doing, Allah is doing. Sometimes just in a second, the most capable, the most fit, the most strong, the most powerful of humans is what we call a cabbage, a vegetable. He's only kept alive by machines. Just like this, nothing happened, not big tragic accident also. Sometimes you just don't know, there was something that went wrong in that person's system and that person is totally finished. All the limbs and the organs are there, but he can't function. There's no light in the eyes. There's no capacity in the ears to hear. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the ability to recognize him as Al-Khaliq and Al-Bari. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma.